do you have plans yourself to get away from it for a little while and enjoy the family, or just...
Is that a trick question?
No, truly, truly.
No, no plans. I'll be right up there trying to figure out how to beat the Bengals.
Coach, no big beach trip? No taking it easy for the whole week? That's not going to happen. But Bill O'Brien having a little fun there at the press conference. We've got Chris Myers, former Texan, Tanya Ganguly of ESPN, and we saw some great things last Saturday from Whitney Mercilus and J.J. Watt. Now, it was the Titans. It's a young quarterback. It's an offensive line that has been leaky all season. But might we see more of Mercilus and Watt doing what they do with an injection of Jadeveon Clowney? Does that happen? How do you make that work?
Well, the tough thing is that Mercilus and Clowney both work best when they're on the right side. They're more comfortable there. And, you know, we were talking to Mike Vrabel this week, and he said that he's really working with them to get more comfortable on both sides. And he said that when he was playing, he used to tell them, you know, it's a left tackle that you're going against if you're on the right side. Why wouldn't you want to move over and work against somebody who's not paid as much? It's going to be an interesting thing for the coaches to figure out, because Mercilus, really, his two best games have been when Clowney either didn't play or didn't play much.
Chris, you were a Pro Bowl center, but it's happening on the other side of the line from you. What gives? What do they do?
Yeah, I mean, speaking on Whitney alone, when I played last year with him, he's been great for his first few years in the NFL, but last year he took it upon himself to not only just kind of do the typical practices with the team, but he would come back in, go to meetings, do his own thing, and then he would go back out to the field by himself, and he worked with a little technique coach that he had, and he was working on his hands, working on his get-off, working on everything extra with no one else out there in the pitch dark. So you could see it really come to fruition to the end of last season, and it's continuing on in this year. And he wasn't not only just working on the right side, he understands what he has to do to be able to kind of be as productive a player as he wants to be. And we all know what Jadeveon can do when he's fully healthy. So as long as he comes back and he can get back to 100% health and being able to kind of work with Whitney, I think that Vrabel and Romeo will be able to kind of work that in just fine.
Yeah, you know, you bring up that interesting aspect of Mercilus doing the extra work, because we see after he finishes practice, he's doing the hand work and doing the hand drills and all that stuff. That's just one part of the technique that you're talking about, the technique coach that he does. Has his hand work, how much better has it gotten since he got in the league?
Just evidence from last week, you can tell. I mean, obviously the Titans offensive line was struggling throughout the game, and when you get kind of in the twilight zone, which is what us offensive linemen like to call it, when the defensive linemen get into your head, they don't leave. So you don't want to get in that position, and that's where the Texans defensive line was. But he was working the hands tremendously throughout the whole game. It wasn't like he was just straight bull rushing on the tackles. And to see that, it means that he's been working on it tremendously. So hats off to him.
Yeah, Mike Vrabel talked about how he was like a pitcher, you know, throwing a changeup here, a curveball there, a fastball, moving things around. You know who else looked like his old self? Was J.J. Watt. And I got to say old self, because he really has been his old self the whole season long. J.J. Watt is a little bit ahead of the pace that he had last year defensively, stats-wise.
Yeah, the numbers are, you know, right now, because of the 2.5 sacks, he's ahead of the pace. He had 7 sacks at this point last year. Now he has 8.5. But, you know, I've always thought that it was a little unfair, the characterization of early in the season of his having a down year, because he's getting a lot more attention. I mean, it's a team at the beginning of the season weren't having to focus on anyone else, because the Texans weren't getting pressure from other places when Watt was being triple teamed or double teamed, and there was so much attention on him. So they didn't have to change that. And he's fought through it, and it's very impressive that he's ahead of schedule right now.
We got to hit a break soon, but he was singled up a lot of times against Tennessee, and it might have ultimately cost Ken Whisenhunt his job.
It was, because they were realizing that, you know, Whitney and everyone else was turning it on the other side, so they couldn't just solely focus on JJ anymore. They had to be able to pick and choose their battles, and when you do that, it's kind of hard to be able to kind of gain some success.
Yes, it is. But, you know, we want you to have success with your fantasy football lineup. So to help you out with that, John Harris gets you up to date with the Fantasy Outlook.
Hey, it might be a bye week for the Houston Texans, but fantasy football continues. Let's get to our FanDuel formula for the week and start with the quarterback. Hey, I gave you Drew Brees last week, but I'm going to give you his opposite number in that game. Eli Manning went crazy last week against New Orleans. This week, he's got Tampa Bay. Now, it is on the road, but Eli fired it all over the place against New Orleans. I think he can do the same to Tampa Bay, and it's pretty good value for Eli at $7,800. That's exactly what Drew Brees was last week. Fire on Eli Manning as your FanDuel quarterback. How about wide receivers? Julian Edelman is $8,000, but against Washington, coming off a mini bye after the Thursday night win against Miami, I think Edelman can get open. $8,000, a little bit expensive, but you get good value from Julian Edelman against the Redskins. And the last one, let's go to tight ends. We haven't done this much. How about Drew Brees' tight end? Ben Watson taking on the Tennessee Titans. Now, the Texans didn't get tight ends involved, but I guarantee that Drew Brees will, and he'll find this guy, Ben Watson, $5,800 for a tight end. That's probably pretty good value, but for Gronk, you got to pay $8,500. For Ben Watson, you pay $5,800 and get similar value. Those are your three FanDuel value plays of the week. If you want to play with us, HoustonTexans.com/FantasyPass. We'll be back after this.